Hog Pesach Sameach.
And welcome to the Shofar Ministry Program. This is Dan, along with the love of my life, Reverend Sheila Crawford.
And Todah Rabah, and God bless you all during this Passover season of 8 days. And since we are still in the week of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, it is still appropriate to pray the traditional Passover prayer in remembrance of the Hebrews' miraculous escape from Egypt slavery, and to us Christians, our miraculous escape from the slavery of sin.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Olam. Blessed are you, O Lord God, King of the universe. Sustained us and enabled us to reach this occasion. We praise you, ruler of everything, who has kept us alive, raised us up, and brought us to this moment.
And Lord, we do thank you for grafting us into your promises. May we be pleasing unto you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Also, by the way, John the Baptist was born on the first day of Passover and circumcised on the 8th day, which is the last day of the feast. And he was filled with the Holy Spirit from conception. And how fitting, since he was conceived during Pentecost.
Well, God's details are breathtaking.
That is so true.
Well, much is happening. Let's begin with Israel.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, let's go back to Sunday, April 2nd, when that Iranian-made drone flew into Israel from Syria, but thankfully taken down by electric jamming. Then the real slam to Israel started that following Wednesday after sundown. That was last Wednesday, which was the first night of the Passover season, when a barrage of 35 missiles attacked Israel from the northern area of Lebanon. Thankfully, 24 were intercepted by their Iron Dome defense system.
Also, dozens of rockets came in from Gaza.
And no casualties from that. Israel believes it was the Palestinian militant group Hamas, who was heavily funded by, guess who?
Iran.
Mm-hmm. They say it was payback to Israel because much earlier in the day, they raided their Al-Aqsa Mosque looking for known extremists who were rioting on the Temple Mount 2 days earlier, using iron bars, firecrackers, and hurling rocks at Jews. And they assumed would do it again, but they were hiding in the mosque. Then Israel responded on Friday morning, striking Palestinian militant targets in Lebanon and Gaza, hitting weapons sites and an underground tunnel. So then Friday afternoon in the West Bank, two Jewish sisters sadly were killed in a shooting.
And their mother was terribly injured.
Actually, she died yesterday.
Ah, okay.
Then Friday night in Tel Aviv, a car ramming attack, killing a tourist and injuring 6 others, as well as attacks in the Jordan Valley. Then on Saturday, 3 more rockets hit from the Syrian Golan area. And so Sunday morning, Israel retaliated, targeting a Syrian Army 4th Division compound, which spurred a second round of 3 rockets from Syria.
So it's been a back-and-forth scenario.
You think? Mm-hmm. But was finally calm yesterday, except for the usual skirmishes and civil discourse, mostly in the West Bank. Meanwhile, we, the United States, has a missile submarine and ships in the Mediterranean and Red Sea. It appears the protesting over Netanyahu's justice reforms has slowed down due to a pause in the negotiations, but is sure to pick up again when talks resume. And something to think about, these countries, as in Saudi Arabia and Iran and Yemen, joining together after years of conflict, could also be the foundation of the Daniel 9 Treaty. And just look at the Abraham Accords, thanks to President Trump, who had a good speech last Tuesday night due to his arraignment that day.
Yeah, keep him and America in your prayers.
Yes, absolutely. When you look back at how it was before he left office and now.
Yeah, you know, it's difficult to watch.
It is. And you know what else? Even out here in Geauga County, we are watching the leftist woke agenda creeping into our community. You know, we know an Amish mother of 12 who reads our newsletters, and she's just flabbergasted at what is happening. Thankfully, she and her family know Jesus and understands the days we are living in. Anyhow, a few months ago, a high school in Middlefield performed a play showing a gay lifestyle. And also on April Fool's Day, which I guess is fitting, there was a sold-out drag queen show and luncheon at the Element 41, which is a Chardon restaurant.
And hosted by a community church from Chesterland.
Yeah, who later that day had a drag queen show hour, story hour, at his church for adults and their children. And, of course, Christians are being targeted. We all know about the trans woman who killed 6 at a Presbyterian Christian school in Nashville, where she herself used to attend. And then just a few days ago, at a university in Albany, New York, some activists at a free speech event grabbed a Bible, tearing it, and threw it into a garbage can. They're just a huge cult who hates God and his word.
Well, which means they hate us too.
And Jesus did say, they persecute me, so they will persecute you.
John 15:20.
Mm-hmm. And since he said in John 8:31 to abide in his word, well, that's what we will do. Verse by verse, line upon line, for there are few churches left anymore that will do that. You know, study a whole book, precept upon precept. And it really must be done, especially in Revelation, while weaving in our Hebraic roots. So we are, and hope you are, blessed by it. And therefore, tell a friend.
And let them know all our past teaching newsletters and radio programs are archived, and each is labeled for topic content on shofarministries.net. And if you have any questions, comments, or prayer requests, either email them to Sheila@shofarministries.net or call the office and leave a detailed message to 440-834-9006. Also, by regular mail to Post Office Box 513, Burton, Ohio 44021. Your love offerings are greatly appreciated. You can sign up for our teaching newsletters and also donate on our webpage, shofarministries.net.
Okay, we finished chapter 8 last week.
The first four trumpets.
But now the three woes, or the last trumpets of 5, 6, and 7. And it's an easy read, so not difficult to see how it's going to be very bad. Which is why we thought this year was a good time to restudy this book, to again realize how horrific it will be, to renew our burden to share this end-time message to as many people as possible.
So at least they could become a tribulation saint.
Right. But if we don't forewarn them, they will listen to the son of perdition.
And take the mark.
And that, saints of God, is probably why God chose all of us to be alive for such a time as this.
Amen.
And also why we are experiencing these foreshadows. So hopefully the lost will think, what's going on? These foreshadows are helping us to witness. So use what is happening, you know, like hasn't so much crimes, the strange weather, earthquakes, lawlessness, inflation, scarcity and corruption of our food, and high on the list is immorality, that today is worse than Sodom and Gomorrah. Because I don't think they mutilated children's genitals to change the sex that God created them as.
There weren't abortions either.
Although they did sacrifice their babies to Molech.
Yeah, which is really the same thing.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, honey, please read chapter 9, verses 1, 2, and 3.
Then the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fallen from heaven to earth. To him was given the key to the bottomless pit. And he opened the bottomless pit, and smoke arose out of the pit like the smoke of a great furnace. So the sun and the air were darkened because of the smoke of the pit. Then out of the smoke locusts came upon the earth, and to them was given power, as the scorpions of the earth have power.
Okay, so the fifth trumpet sounded, and now we're entering the second half. And we see what looks like a star, which we believe is Satan, who up till now has had access to heaven, but now is being kicked out permanently. And we'll look at this again in Revelation 12's parenthetical chapter.
And he's given the key to the bottomless pit.
This deep, dark place in the earth, we believe is Tartarus, according to Jude and 2 Peter, where the fallen angels have been who sinned back in Genesis 6, and they're being reserved for the final judgment on the unrighteous. And they have a king, probably Lucifer. But he has many names, as in Abaddon and Apollyon, as we will read in a minute. But this fallen morning star was once the leader cherub of the angels.
So, Lucifer different than Satan?
This is one of those topics we don't have a clear answer, and personal study is highly recommended. For there are intelligent but differing opinions, as some are teaching they are different because they play different roles. Others say he was Lucifer, meaning the morning star, till he sinned, and then was called Satan, meaning the adversary. And Satan does go by many names too, just like God and Jesus do. But Satan still has access to heaven, as we read in Job and other places. So if he was part of Genesis 6, he would be in Tartarus. And we see here, and in chapter 12, he is kicked out of heaven during the tribulation.
Either way, they are evil entities.
Well, they are. And by the way, most cults, especially Freemasonry, worship Lucifer. But the good news is we won't be here, but as end-time missionaries, we study Revelation to produce a deeper burden, so to warn the lost.
Okay, what about those scary locusts?
Well, since we should take the Bible literally whenever we logically can, we read that at the start of the second half, evil entities are now let out of Tartarus by, we think, Satan, who was given the key. These are in the form of very large locusts who have a king. Could this king possibly be Lucifer, also called Abaddon or Apollyon? Well, let's continue to see what role the locusts play in Revelation 9, verses 4 through 6.
They were commanded not to harm the grass of the earth, or any green thing, or any tree, but only those men who do not have the seal of God on their foreheads. And they were not given authority to kill them, but to torment them for 5 months. Their torment was like the torment of a scorpion when it strikes a man. In those days, men will seek death and will not find it. They will desire to die, but death will flee from them.
So, they sting men for 5 months who wish they could die but could not. Now, what other judgment lasted for 5 months?
Noah's floodwaters.
Yes, it rained for 40 days and 40 nights, but the waters prevailed on the earth for 5 months. You can check that out in Genesis 7, verse 24.
So, just the sealed, 144,000 were spared from the sting.
Yes. By the way, a little side road here. What do you think this seal was?
Perhaps the initial of God, the Sheen.
Which does begin his name of Shaddai and is on all the implements in the temple and on all the doorstep posts, even in the topography of Jerusalem. But then again, we know Scripture interprets Scripture, and there is a typology in Ezekiel. So, perhaps it's the Tav, which is the second initial of Christ. He is the Aleph and the Tav in Hebrew, the first and the last. And I base that on Ezekiel 9, which is a type of the revelation, because the righteous in Ezekiel 9, verse 4, had a mark on their foreheads too for protection. The Tav, which by the way has as its picture the cross. You know, each Hebrew letter has a picture to represent it.
Yeah, well, you know, originally they just wrote in pictures.
That's right. So, who started actually writing in the Hebrew language?
Enoch.
That's what the, according to extra-biblical writings from Enoch himself, and also Jasher confirms that.
And Enoch is a type of the raptured bride.
Yeah, we think so, because sometime prior to Noah's flood of destruction on the earth, God just took him. Okay, for a continued description of these locusts, let's continue in verses 7, go all the way through 12.
The shape of the locusts was like horses prepared for battle. On their heads were crowns of something like gold, and their faces were like the faces of men. They had hair like woman's hair, and their teeth were like a lion's teeth. And they had breastplates, like breastplates of iron, and the sound of their wings was like the sound of chariots with many horses running into battle. Verse 10, they had tails like scorpions, and there were stings in their tails. Their power was to hurt men 5 months, and they had as king over them the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in Hebrew is Abaddon, but in Greek he is known as Apollyon. One woe is past. Behold, still two more woes are coming after these things.
Okay, wow. What a description. And the locust king was also let out, whose name means destruction. Again, some teach this is Lucifer, the possible leader of the fallen angels, who has been waiting in Tartarus with them. Also, I think it's worth mentioning that in the Old Testament, Proverbs 30, verse 27, it says, the locusts have no king, yet they all advance in ranks. So why do you think Proverbs would tell us this?
Well, because in Revelation 9, it says, they do have a king.
Meaning, these are much more than mere locusts. In other words, demonic.
So, more woes are coming.
Yes, with the sixth trumpet, another third of mankind is killed. Let's read Revelation 9, verses 13 through 15.
Then the sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar which is before God, saying to the sixth angel who had the trumpet, release the four angels who are bound at the great river Euphrates. So the four angels who had been prepared for the hour and day and month and year were released to kill a third of mankind.
These are four of the fallen angels who are bound till the proper time. And actually, this is more confirmation that God has already set the time and will not change his mind. So let's continue in verses 16 through 19.
Now the number of the army of the horsemen was 200 million. I heard the number of them, and thus I saw the horses in the vision. Those who sat on them had breastplates of fiery red, hyacinth blue, and sulfur yellow. And the heads of the horses were like the heads of lions, and out of their mouth came fire, smoke, and brimstone. By these three plagues, a third of mankind was killed, by the fire and the smoke and the brimstone which came out of their mouths. For their power is in their mouth and in their tails. For their tails are like serpents, having heads, and with them they do harm.
Wow, their tails are like serpents having heads. That's just astounding to me.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, a third more are killed by a 200 million man army on horses that are also demonic, for they spewed out fire and brimstone from their mouths. It says their tails were like serpents having heads. So, perhaps after the 5 months, the locusts turn into evil horses, carrying evil super soldiers, perhaps having artificial intelligence and manipulated DNA, which, you might know, evil men are currently and progressively working on. All right, so some say this army is going to be from China, but it's not specific. And actually, it's not until chapter 16 that scripture says they're from the east. Anyhow, very descriptive indeed. So, honey, verses 20 and 21.
But the rest of mankind who were not killed by these plagues did not repent of the works of their hands, that they should not worship demons and idols of gold, silver, brass, stone, and wood, which can neither see nor hear nor walk. And they did not repent of their murders or their sorceries or their sexual immorality or their thefts.
And yet, those still alive would not repent of any personal deviance. You know, sorceries is the word pharmakia, meaning drugs, that are a part of witchcraft as well. So next time we're going to delve into chapter 10, where Christ gives John a scroll, and seven thunders utters its voice, except John is told not to write that down. But he was told to eat the scroll. And at first, it was sweet, but then turned bitter. Why? Because he still had to look at more tribulation upon the earth. Pretty heavy stuff. Anyway, I think it's time to just ask you and anyone that's listening that maybe is the first time, who owns your soul? And is it Jesus? Will you escape the awful judgment that is coming? It is surely coming. You can escape. Luke says you can. It's just a prayer away. Just sincerely repent and invite him inside your heart. And you will be set free. That's his promise. Set free from the bondage of sin. So let him speak to you. Read his word. He speaks to you through his word as well. And let Jesus rule over any addiction instead of the God of this world. You know, if you're not serving the Lord, you're serving Satan. It's just that simple. Anyway, and he's probably been guiding your life forever and keeping you trapped, whether you know it or not. The demons are victors when Jesus isn't ruling your life. There is no in-between. And to those of you, by the way, who are saved, listening today, but maybe you're lukewarm, please wake up and get your act together right now. Store those treasures in heaven so your reward will be great. I want to leave you with the Aaronic blessing, number 622. The Lord will bless you and keep you. The Lord will make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord will lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace, that perfect shalom. So till next time, sha'alu shalom, Yerushalayim. Please pray for the peace of Jerusalem, because those who love her, well, you're going to prosper in so many different ways, some you won't even be aware of. That's Psalm 122. See you next week. Shalom.
Thanks for listening to this week's broadcast from Shofar Ministries, hosted by Sheila Crawford on AM 1220, The Word. If you would like to help keep this show on the air, please visit the Shofar Ministries website, shofarministries.net. That's all one word, shofarministries.net. Once you're there, click the donate button on the left side of the page, and it will take you to the PayPal secure payment site. If you don't use the internet, you can send your check or money order donation to the following address, Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. That's Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. For any questions or comments about this program, please send an email to Sheila at the following address, Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. That's Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. Please join us next Tuesday night at 8 for Shofar Ministries, right here on AM 1220, The Word. The preceding program was brought to you by Shofar Ministries.